From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, is filling up with troops, doctors, and other aid workers. The bottleneck at the airport has eased. But even so, the aid effort faces enormous challenges, delivering food, water, and shelter to throngs of desperate people. And while we've been hearing about the situation in Port-au-Prince since last week, other cities in Haiti have also been devastated. NPR's Jackie Northam traveled with a search and rescue team to one of them.
Much of the road to the city of Léogâne, about 40 miles due west of Port-au-Prince, is surprisingly smooth given the ferocity of the earthquake. But the closer you get to Léogâne, the greater the devastation. The city is very near the quake's epicenter. And as you drive into Léogâne, it seems every house, every building, either collapsed or is teetering at a dangerous angle. The people in this city of 160,000 seem almost in shock. They stand in groups and gaze at the destruction. The parks in Léogâne are starting to fill with makeshift tents.
Chris, you got your back.
Members of a joint British and Icelandic search and rescue team quickly set up a command center in the middle of an empty field.
Receiving, Jeff, over.
And this is just March, receiving, over.
Your signal loud and clear.
This is the first search and rescue team to arrive in Léogâne, about 5 days after the earthquake. A reconnaissance team assessed that 80% of the city was destroyed. This team must quickly get the lay of the land. The maps don't include many of the smaller streets. And they need to prioritize what buildings to go to first. They rely on the local people for information.
There's a couple of dead bodies at the other school over there.
Do you know the last time we heard from somebody inside the building?
Here? No, there's no survivor. I don't think there's survivor because people say there's no survivor inside of it.
This young fellow tells an Icelandic rescue worker, Magnus Harkonnerson, what he probably doesn't want to hear.
If you're looking for the survivor, I don't think we're going to find survivor around here. I don't really think so. They're all dead. I think you're a little bit late.
Yes, we are late here.
But at another nearby school, there's a whisper of hope. 40 to 50 children were in the school when its roof collapsed. Up to a dozen were pulled out alive several days ago. But there could be an air pocket. The kids might not have food or water, but some could still be alive. Members of the Icelandic search and rescue team walk over the roof, now at ground level, and set up sensitive listening devices. Then ask a local man to yell out to the children through a large hole in the roof. The listening devices are so sensitive they can pick up the sound of faint scratching, if it's quiet. That's difficult in this area. Rescue workers still can't make out if anyone is alive. But with up to 35 children under the rubble, they're not stopping. Jackhammers pound large holes into the roof and then cameras are inserted. It's a long process. The locals watch intently and stay out of the way. Among them is an aunt of one of the children under the roof, a 10-year-old named Brittany. She watches as the rescue workers bring in a search dog. But the dog shows no sign it's detected a living being under the rubble. A notice is spray-painted on the wall outside the former school, saying the building was searched and that no survivors were found. The Icelandic and British rescue team were due to search Léogâne for up to 3 days, but pull out after the first. It's clear they are too late to pull any survivors from the rubble here, and they're needed elsewhere. Jackie Northam, NPR News.